Good morning, and welcome back to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and today we bring you a very important podcast based around the topic of mental health and wellness of our students and our community here at the Pennington School. Our head of school, Dr. Hawkey, and our director of counseling services, Susie Page, will lead a discussion on this subject matter. So we ask you to sit back, enjoy, and take it all in. And as we like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit, both for you and for your kids, based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances to succeed.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls. I am here with two fantastic guests who will be talking about mental health, wellness here at the Pennington School in and around our community. I'm going to turn it over to them to let them introduce themselves. So, Dr. Hawkey?
Hi, Bill Hawkey here. I'm the head of school at Pennington and have been in this position for the past 10 years. Prior to my becoming head of school, I did serve for about another 10-year period here as the director of counseling. My background is in psychology, and I have a PhD in school psychology and a master's in counseling psychology. So, let me turn it over to my colleague, Susie Page.
Hi, everybody. I'm Susie Page, director of counseling services here at Pennington. This is my second year in this role and my 15th year at Pennington. My background is I have my BA in psychology and my master's in social work and have been working in schools for the past about 20 years.
So let's get it started here. Mental health is obviously a very, hot topic right now when it comes to schools, community, all of that. You know, what are we seeing here in our Pennington School community when it comes to the overall well-being of our students in regards to their wellness, mental health, those type of things?
So I think that we're really no different than every school in the nation in terms of seeing an increase in mental health issues over the past decade with COVID, social media, and news access 24/7. I think that kind of exacerbates the trend, but I also think that we do a really great job here at Pennington, creating understanding and awareness around mental health and ways to cope and manage that, and with a focus on creating resilience in our students.
Yeah, I would just add that in addition to those things, I think we also have seen an increase in the anxiety and stress around school and about the future and aspirations of our student body and our families, which ultimately is getting to a great college or university. And so the pressures there have just continued to rise, maybe gradually, but they're certainly on the rise, so contributing to that overall level of stress and anxiety.
All great information. So many times we get, questions in admissions about how do we prepare our faculty, the people that are around our students and children every day, to deal with wellness and mental health in terms of the kids.
So I think I was thinking about this question earlier, and I think that our whole country has become more and more aware of mental health and wellness. And, the faculty, we do not live in a bubble here. Everybody is facing the same issues to some extent. And so I think it's just a natural thing that our faculty has become more and more aware of mental health and wellness in general. But we have a lot of concrete ways that we help faculty to manage the students' issues around mental health and wellness. We have PD days, professional development days. We have new faculty meetings in the summer. We have a huge health team that consists of nurses, the counselors, the chaplain, who are all kind of frontline folks and have eyes and ears on the mm-hmm. community.
Mm-hmm. All true. I think there's something positive that has happened over the years. I think back to the early days of counseling here in the early 90s to today. So, 30 years post, we've seen a normalization of mental health issues, and people talk about it more openly. It's more accepted as kind of a state of you know, kind of the normal array of things that you see in a school. And so in that way, I think it's positive, you know, because kids talk about it. Gosh, we have a mental health group here now that meets regularly and talks about mental health issues. And I don't think we would have seen that 20 years ago or 15 years ago. So So I think in that way, it's been positive. And like you said, Susie, having a staff that attends to the social, emotional development of the student body is tremendous. And it's a more of a team approach. Mm-hmm. You know, counselors, nurses, our chaplain on campus that also is involved in those things, I think really makes a difference. And they're out there, you're out there talking to teachers, you know, every day. And
the advisory program is very focused on making sure that there's programming around mental health and also Res Life. I mean, Peter Sechrest is constantly in contact with me and with Lisa Houston in the advisory program to make sure that we have eyes on students in all areas of their life.
So we've talked about the destigmatization of mental health, right, and the normalization of it here in our community. Are there any other sides of that that either of you would like to speak on?
Yeah, I think that as much as destigmatization is a win in the world of mental health for sure, I think that I have seen that there's a little bit of a flip side to that, which is that people assume that if they are not feeling good, then that means that they may have an issue with mental health. And so what I really try to do with students and faculty alike is just remind everybody that we all have mental health and that we're at different places on the spectrum. And just because we may be feeling badly does not mean that we are depressed, or if we're worried does not mean that we're anxious. And so I think that we really need to focus on being able to cope with the range of human emotions that we all are supposed to have and learn how to manage those without immediately running to, I'm feeling distressed, that means I have some kind of a mental health issue.
Yeah, no, I think you're exactly right. Because, you know, we still have a, you know, commitment to helping these young kids learn about things like resilience and how to get through a tough situation. How do you deal with failure or setbacks?
Exactly.
And so we don't want to enable more of an emotional response when maybe the situation doesn't really require that. It means, you know, where do we, you know, get that toughness, that that inner toughness?
And I think part of that is also educating our parents, because I think that parents have the tendency to want to, you know, take any obstacles out of the way for their children, and that, you know, we can do some work with parents on that, and we have been. So that's a hopeful.
Agreed.
My final question. You know, we've talked about what we're doing here in our Pennington community. We've talked about the stigma of mental health, the flip side of that. Where do we go from here with mental health in terms of, you know, Pennington, our community around us? You know, where do we go from here?
I think that's a great question, and I think that we are already starting to work towards that in a lot of different ways. Brooke Wilkinson has done some work to change the health curriculum. We are teaching kids skills to manage their own mental health rather than seeking out, you know, a counselor, but being able to, in a situation where they're stressed or where they're upset, learning how to sit with that. And that could be through meditation, that could be through breath work, that could be through mindfulness. And all of these things are showing up in the classroom, in the advisory program, and being directly taught to kids. So I think that's a really exciting thing that we are moving forward with.
Yeah, I think that that's a sign of a kind of a progressive step towards looking at mental health within the context of the student experience in middle and high school. And so the more you can embed those types of things that Susie's talking about in the regular curriculum or co-curricular program, the better off everyone's going to be. So I think that's a, as you said, an exciting kind of movement that's afoot right now, and we'll see where that takes us.
Awesome. Well, thank you both for taking some time out of your busy days.
You bet.
Dr. Hawkey's running off to chapel now. So, you know, we appreciate you taking the time and talking about a very important kind of subject matter here.
Yeah, appreciate it, Chandler.
Thank you.